Why I call Quasi-80s Fiddletops Bruce. Victor Schellberger, the great water wizard of the Alps, noticed already more than 100 years ago that it was getting increasingly difficult to find spruce trees, the signature tree species of the range, of sufficient stature and quality to harvest for the wood of violins. Indeed, you will not find the Norwegian spruce in North America, where they are widely planted as ornamental trees, without all the symptoms of illness. Thin, misshaped crowns, too few ears of needles on the branches, and the telltale adventitious, hanging branches which shouldn't be there, as if the tree were gasping for air. So we live in paradoxical times. On the one hand, there has never been such a surfeit of technical virtuosity and talent. Young violinists of extraordinary ability, equipped with their Paganini and Tchaikovsky, compete fiercely with each other in competitions around the globe. And yet, I wonder how many would recognize the tree which gives birth to their sound? Or how many, like Victor Schellberger, would be concerned about a tree's plight? We live verily in the dark age of the literal man. Outward appearance and matter rule, both in the arts and sciences. And yet, we literally mine, that is, extract the ore, putting nothing back, the great works of our historical past, and contribute almost nothing to build a really creative tradition, new works, new types of ensembles, new forms of concert ritual, new ways of teaching the young, new and better ways of using our own physical bodies in performance, and most especially, a new and more true relationship between nature and culture generally. No. Instead we merely repeat. So the muse, the spirit, the life of the sound, looks down on us, and is silent. And we think we need more of some outward thing, more money, more subsidy, to fill the concert halls again. How petty. It is our hearts that are bankrupt. And so we choose to remain in the Alice in Wonderland reality of the plush concert hall, while outside, the real world pounds at the door. Fiddletop Spruce, a fine name, I think. I would encourage any young person to summon courage, and quit the lie that is contemporary performance practice. Walk the land. Listen to the wind. Watch the flowing waters. Strap your five and dime fiddle to your back. Play your Bakshakan and Biber Pasakalia, the heart and soul of a mountain tree's repertoire, under the stars of moonless nights to the kindred beings you meet, as you find your own way. Then a sound that you make may project further, may resonate with something much deeper than just yourself.